Heartbreak in Tennessee. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Today is a very sad day in the city of Memphis.
Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis just detailing the updated charges against the man accused of kidnapping and killing a teacher and mother of two, Eliza Fletcher, after her body was positively identified, found yesterday behind a vacant apartment.
This finding marked the culmination of a four-day intensive investigation incorporating a robust search and rescue effort and the timely arrest of suspect Cleotha Abston.
Abston is now charged with murder in addition to kidnapping and other counts.
Neighbors tell police Abston had been a nuisance propositioning women for sex. He had previously spent more than 20 years in prison for abducting an attorney. Fletcher is from a wealthy family, though it's not known if this was a reason she was targeted.
Fox's Evan Brown. Fletcher was forced into a car while out for a run on Friday. The Shelby County prosecutor saying moments ago during that briefing, at this point, they have no reason to suspect anything other than an isolated attack by a stranger. The U.S. is moving closer to an annual COVID vaccine, like once-a-year flu shots. The White House COVID team also just telling reporters that shots will remain free, though the administration has signaled a shift to insurance coverage instead of the government paying as funding runs out. The president asking Congress for more than $20 billion in additional COVID funding. Right now, the virus is still killing nearly 400 Americans per day in the seven-day average. Just getting word that a New Mexico state district court judge is disqualifying county commissioner and Cowboys for Trump co-founder Coy Griffin from holding public office for engaging in insurrection during the Capitol riot. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
California's power grid operator just issuing an alert for a seventh straight day, urging people to conserve power during peak afternoon and evening hours as a heat wave continues, threatening blackouts. The heat is also a challenge for crews battling wildfires. The Fairview Fire in Southern California that erupted yesterday southeast of L.A. is blamed for at least two deaths with multiple structures damaged.
We have worked continuously through the evening, putting in control lines and suppressive efforts for perimeter control, structure defense, and life safety measures.
Incident Commander Josh Jansen says it's 5% contained, as fire officials also urge residents to heed evacuation orders and warnings. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency just out with an initial report on the nuclear power plant that's been occupied by Russian forces in Ukraine. The IAEA urging both Russia and Ukraine to set up a nuclear safety and security protection zone around the plant, amid growing fears that nearby fighting the two sides blame on each other could trigger a catastrophe in the country that was home to the Chernobyl disaster decades ago. A Swiss company is brewing an environmentally friendly alternative to plastic coffee pods.
The goal is to help Mother Nature. Coffee balls that are encased in a thin, flavorless seaweed-based cover that can be tossed out with the spent coffee after use. The creation from Swiss retailer Migros. The company says its spherical capsules are fully compostable, unlike popular plastic and aluminum containers on the market. Migros says the Coffee Bee system, which also features a special coffee maker, will be rolled out first in Switzerland and France this year, followed by Germany in 2023. CJ Papa, Fox News.
After 3 weeks of losses, stocks turning higher for now. The Dow's up 59 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.